Pennsylvania's elections overhaul isn't limited to voting machines and changes to state law enacted a few weeks ago. Officials also are experimenting with new post-election auditing procedures, with test runs happening this week in Mercer and Philadelphia counties. PA Post's Emily Previty went to the first pilot effort in Mercer County.
The Commonwealth already requires post-election audits, but the simulation in Mercer was a risk-limiting audit, where risk means the risk that the audit will fail to detect a problem. The settlement to a lawsuit over PA's election system, the one that's driving all counties to upgrade their voting machines, it also says that by 2022, Pennsylvania must be using risk-limiting audits, or RLAs, statewide. Jonathan Marks is the Deputy Secretary for Elections and Commissions at the Pennsylvania Department of State.
Yeah, right now it's 2%, and it's across, or 2,000 ballots, whichever is less. This is based on an algorithm, so the amount of ballots to some extent may reflect how large the county is, but not necessarily. It may reflect other factors. The margins in the county, the different offices for kind of county level and local level races.
Also, counties currently have to audit all races, but can decide for themselves how exactly that works. Under the new setup, they're not expected to have to audit every single race or have control over procedures, leaving that up to the state instead.
This is all part of the learning process so that we can kind of build those protocols, put together the procedures, so that when the time comes, we can say this is exactly how it's going to occur in Pennsylvania.
Basically, an RLA starts with generating a number known as a random seed.
All right, that'll be 30.
In Mercer, each of the random seed's 20 digits was determined by a dice roll by a different person out of the crowd of about 30 state and federal elections officials, consultants, and academics. Then the random seed was plugged into an algorithm along with other variables, such as the maximum risk you're willing to accept that the audit won't catch a problem. The algorithm spit out a list of numbers. Each number corresponded to the target sample ballot's position in the stack of the ballots cast in that precinct. Auditors found the target ballots by counting or using a calibrated scale. Ultimately, the risk that this audit would fail to detect a problem was just a small fraction of a percent. This test run used a sample of 80 ballots to audit an election where nearly 70,000 were cast, far fewer than what the law requires now. But the method has the backing of groups such as the American Statistical Association.
The analogy that is often used for risk-limiting audits is the broth analogy.
Liz Howard is senior counsel for the Democracy Program at the Brennan Center for Justice at the NYU School of Law.
So when you are making broth and you want to determine whether or not there's enough salt in it, right, you stir up the broth, and you know if there's enough salt in your broth if you just take one teaspoon and taste it. You don't need to take an entire cup of your broth. You don't need to take half of your batch to determine if there is enough salt in it. You just need to make sure that it's sufficiently stirred up. And the teaspoon works whether or not your broth batch is just a cup or a huge gallon or 20 gallons.
The Mercer pilot is the first of multiple that will inform RLA guidelines in Pennsylvania. Emily Previty, PA Post.